sure that is how it sounded to you over the last few weeks. I think it's been about a month since I have done a podcast, and I still have a passion to do podcasting. And so this is an update. I know you're like, oh no, not another update, but I know some of you are wondering, like, what's going on. So this is kind of me putting this out there. I've talked to you all many times talking about, like, how I have been dealing with stuff, a lot of stuff. I wouldn't say I'm having a breakdown or anything. It's just been a lot of things going on, which I think is all part of revitalization. But then you look at inflation and the economy, and now supposedly we're going into a recession. And there's a lot of stresses on me right now. And on top of that, working bivocationally and not having a good enough health to really do some of the stuff that I would be doing if I could. Plus, really, the area of the country that I live in really doesn't offer much for me to be able to do something that I would be comfortable doing with some of the health issues I have right now. So it's just been a really, really stressful time for me right now. And I have been taking the time away. But if you have been following along on the Facebook page, you will have noticed I am doing a series. It's actually based on a book that I have been working on church revitalization. And it's something that I'm sitting here and I'm really praying to God about, because there's just a lot of questions I've had, and I've had to talk with some of my friends, some of those who are like brothers to me, who really know me well enough. And I had one dear friend who is like a little brother to me speak real truth into me that, you know, I have to understand that, as he put it, he is definitely more of a church planter than a revitalizer. But he pointed out to me that I am more of a revitalizer than he is, and then what he sees in a lot of other people. But he also says that my heart and everything really also speaks in areas that I don't know how to quite put it. I can't put it the way he did, but he was basically saying that I'm able to understand things. He's been telling me for quite some time. He doesn't think that I am long for a pastorate. He thinks that based on what he's seen with me, with my education and the fact that I have two seminaries vying and asking me to put in for my doctorate program, he thinks that I am called to basically go and become I don't know how he quite puts it, a denomination guy. That's what he says, a denomination guy. And I don't know. I don't know. I have connections and different things, but that is the one thing that I have wrestled with over this last month, trying to figure this out, because I look at what's going on in our area and how the economy is affecting my church, and Then I have all sorts of things. I have so many people in my church right now facing health crises and different things. And so I sit here, I sit here as a pastor first, and I'm just wondering, you know, how much of this is a trial for me that God is putting me through. And that's not putting down what my people are going through. You know, they're going through a lot. I mean, there's just so much, you know, that's going on. I'm helping one family right now because both the husband and wife are going through health issues, and I've been helping them one day a week with some of the appointments that they have. And so there's a lot there that is going on, and I'm trying to just look at things differently. And then I've met with some people, and I'm trying to just figure out what is the next phase of me right now. Because I, you know, I admire Dr. Rainer, Tom Rainer, and I've heard him say there are times that he regrets decisions he made. And so I don't know. And that same person that sits there and tells me he thinks I'm made up more to be a denominational guy, he tells me too that I need to seek an older pastor who has gone through this type of thing, which he and I, we've never had that. And it's easier to always throw somebody at you that is your same age. But I think clearly, if we look at scripture and we look at, you know, just the examples in the Bible, we need that older person. And that's what he's seeking right now, where he is church planting. He's been seeking an older mentor, pastor, and he's like, you really got to find that. And I don't even know where to begin. I mean, I have people I know, but I, you know, it's one of those things, like, you know, I don't want somebody to think I want to meet with this person weekly, you know, maybe bi-weekly, maybe monthly, but it's this stuff that's been going on in my head. And so I've been trying to just piece this together. But this isn't the end of this podcast. This podcast, I really do have a heart for it. If you're not reading the material, I'm thinking of doing a series, because I can have 10 weeks of material from that alone. And then, you know, I'm still working on those interviews that I want. I've just been made aware of one of the people I'm trying to get to interview is having a slight change in career. Nothing bad. It's just kind of interesting what was told to me. And then another person that I had hoped to interview, there's like a total change going on there. So I'm gonna be getting to those. I'm gonna be getting to some interviews. I have people I want to interview. I have people who want to be interviewed. And so I'm hoping to begin discussions. I also have another thing that's kind of fallen in my lap. I have a pastor who was connected to me through someone else, and he is trying to get something together in our area. And I'm hoping that will be coming along well. You know, it's like in our area, and I think this is something that has also kind of spoken to me recently, is that there is a need for bivocational pastors to be able to work something out together, to get together once a month, if possible, just for encouragement, because I don't think people realize how lonely it gets and how lonely it feels when you are bivocational and you go online and you're seeing the other pastors in social media, hanging out with other pastors and working with people within the denomination. And honestly, you feel left behind. You feel like, do they really care? And I think that's what's been going on in our area too. I know in my denomination, we've seen a lot of guys leave, partially for burnout and other reasons. But when I talk to a lot of the guys that have left, they feel like the denomination up here, the state convention for our group, kind of left them behind after a certain point. And so that's something that I think needs to be addressed in the long term for not just my tribe, but for other tribes, is we have a growing number of pastors in the bivocational area, and they are feeling more and more isolated because that is what they're doing. So, sorry, it's a little bit of a downer, but it's really what's been on my heart. I just wanted to give you a quick update. I'm hoping to be back in a couple of weeks. Actually, I should be back in a couple of weeks. Natalie has been itching to record with me, and we've got some stuff. Like I said, we've got some stuff that we have been writing down. I have a whole process of writing in a notebook now, ideas for podcasts. I'm hoping to give you an update with Eric soon. That's hopefully about a month out, and I'm saying about. That's minimum time out. There's a lot going on with him that's been awesome that I think you guys need to hear. And that might surprise you. But anyway, that's it. So I will talk to you later. Love y'all.